Welcome to the Lighthouse Church podcast. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's message. We want to say a special thank you to each and every person that gives and partners with us. To learn more about what Lighthouse Church is doing in San Bruno and across the San Francisco Bay Area, visit our website, www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any new content. Now, check out this week's message.
We are officially starting a new series. Pastor Matt concluded our series on John last Sunday. And so now we are doing our August series, which is called Ready or Not. And today, specifically, the message is called The Invitation and the Response. And we're going to be in Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14. We're really going to highlight the importance of getting ready and staying ready. Hear that? Getting ready and then staying ready. All right, so I want to show you a picture, a slide up here, a picture of a couple of weddings that are pretty cool to our family. So the one on the left, the girls are all dressed up for a wedding. They're super excited about it. This was about 5 years ago. And then the picture on the right is from Pastor Matt and I's wedding. You can see my mom beside me and then Pastor Barney officiating our wedding. Weddings are special, right? We like weddings. There's a lot of excitement. It's a whole thing, really. Weddings are a whole thing. You RSVP, but then you have to make your travel plans. You have to book a flight, book a hotel, figure out what you're going to wear. You got to get a gift for the bride and groom. You've got to wrap it all nicely with a big bow. And then you got to hope you remember to put a card on it. I mean, weddings are a whole thing. And I'm going to show you guys a wedding invitation I got. This right here is the invitation to my baby brother's wedding. And it's coming up in a month. And I can just tell you that when I saw it, I was so excited. And I got it in the mail and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And then there's a QR code to the wedding website. And you better believe I was on there reading all the things, so excited about it. The wedding that we're going to talk about today is a parable that Jesus told, actually in Matthew 22. So I want to read this for us, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit, because it really does highlight the importance of getting ready and staying ready, and it highlights the invitation and the response. Okay, so again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests." But, this is verse 11, "But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' and he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Now, in Bible times, wedding invitations were quite a bit different from the wedding invitation I just showed you to my brother's wedding. Okay? So back then in Jewish culture during the time of Jesus, it was like a two-stage wedding invitation process. So first was the initial invitation, which was basically like a save the date. All right. So the families or the servants would go out in person. They would go around door to door and they would invite guests well before the wedding. They would give them the verbal invitation ahead of time. Now, this invitation did not always include an exact time or day. It was more like a notification that a wedding is coming. All right, we're getting ready for a wedding. And it's being prepared. You are honored to be invited as a guest. And at this point, people were expected to prepare and get themselves ready for the wedding. All right, they've gotten the notification, they've gotten the invitation, and they're supposed to get themselves ready. Then the second part of the invitation process was that there was the final call, the day of notice. This was when everything was finally ready, the feast prepared, the bride brought to the groom's house. Then there would be a second immediate call where, again, like the messengers or the servants would go out door to door, go to people's houses, and they would tell them, everybody who had already been invited, they would tell them, okay, the banquet is now ready. It's time to come. It's time to celebrate. It's time for the wedding. So this was the word of mouth. There were no written invitations back then, right? So people were coming door to door. They conveyed the invitation, and this personal invitation was a really big deal. There, it carried a lot of social like significance, and it was such an honor to be invited to the wedding, especially in like the smaller villages, because everybody knew the wedding was coming. Everybody knew about it. It was being prepared. It was a really big deal. But what can we learn from this parable? Well, to start with, I feel like we see here that God is patient and persistent. He sends out repeated invitations. You hear that? Because I mean, how many of you are glad that God followed up on his first invitation to you? Because maybe when you first received the invitation, maybe when you first heard that you could be saved, maybe the first time you heard about it, maybe you were like, I don't really care. Or maybe you didn't realize how important it really was, what you were being really invited into. And if you don't realize how important it is, you'll just kind of blow off the invitation. You're not going to take it seriously. You'll go like, thanks, but no thanks, basically. And in your mind, you'll be like, yeah. And that's kind of what the people that were first invited to this very important wedding feast, the first group, they were kind of like, eh, it's not that big of a deal. I don't have the time for it. I've got better things to do. They did not realize how significant it was that they were invited. And so how incredible that we are invited to be a part of God's family, and how incredible that he doesn't just extend the invitation once, but that he's willing to invite us again and again, and he'll have different people that he brings to us at different points in our lives. And he says, it's time. come on, like, get ready, it's time to come. You're invited. I mean, these weddings were a really, really big deal. And yet people were just saying, I've got things to do. I'm busy. And this response was actually like quite the insult to the host, which was, we kind of saw reflected in the host's response. But after accepting the invitation, there's another part to it, okay? So you've actually got to get ready for the wedding. Remember how I said you got the first invitation and then you were told to start getting ready and staying ready because you don't know when the wedding feast is going to be ready and you're going to be told, okay, the wedding is on, hurry over to the house, it's time. You got to get ready. And in Bible times, there was something called the wedding garment that you would wear. Today, we have something called a dress code for weddings, right? So I showed you the invitation to my brother's wedding. The dress code for that is garden party formal. Has anybody heard of that? Okay, garden party formal means basically you're supposed to be kind of like sort of formal, but it's going to be outdoors, so it's supposed to be a dress that might be floral or something like that. Like, it's supposed to be a little more relaxed, but kind of formal. Okay, but there's a bunch of other dress codes for weddings, right? I mean, you could get all sorts of ones. I looked them up. There's white tie, which is ultra formal. There's black tie, which is formal / evening. There's formal or black tie optional. There's cocktail attire, semi-formal. That's like a knee-length dress, something like that. Dressy casual or smart casual. There's beach formal, and then there's casual. Now, here's the thing about weddings. When there is a dress code attached to the wedding, you're supposed to wear what the bride and groom asked you to wear. Okay? You do not show up in, like, I'm not going to show up to my brother's wedding in jean shorts and a tank top. Like, to do that would be so disrespectful to him. It's not going to be happening. Right? And I mean, we can't wear white to weddings, because that's disrespectful to the bride. Unless maybe it's a beach wedding and the bride asks you, oh, I want everyone to wear white at my wedding because I want it to be like a beach white vibe, right? But if the bride and groom say garden party formal, guess what you're going to do? You're going to show up garden party formal. You're going to look up, what does that mean? Like I did. What does that mean? And then you are going to get ready accordingly. Now, why is this? This is about respect. This is about honor. This is about participating in what's going on. So I think that this is something that sometimes we can miss, is if you're going to be a part of something, like somebody's special wedding day, you listen to what they want and you participate on their terms. So my brother at his wedding, he says, no phones during the ceremony. What do you mean no phones? Everyone wants to take pictures of the wedding, right? Like, everybody's going to be wanting to pull out their phones. But they said very clearly, no phone ceremony. So what does that mean? People are going to not use their phones at the ceremony because they're showing up to their wedding. And so they're going to do it their way, because the bride and groom get to decide how they want the wedding to be. Now, Jesus is sharing this parable of this wedding feast to demonstrate something. He wasn't trying to pick on this guy in verse 11, the man who showed up with no wedding garment. He wasn't trying to pick on him. Actually, in Bible times, they would often supply their guests with the wedding garment, okay? Like, if that was something that would also be done sometimes. So it wasn't about financial status. It was about the guy not caring. It was about the guy not valuing the invitation that he had been given and showing it the respect that it was worthy of. So when you get your invitation, it's not enough to just say, I'm going to go. It's not even just enough to show up. It's like, I'm going to take this seriously. I am going to value this invitation. Now, in God's kingdom, in God's kingdom, we actually should be clothed in righteousness. Isaiah 61:10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. So it's symbolizing a life covered by God's righteousness, not our own good deeds, right? Because our righteousness is as filthy rags. This isn't about us having a great appearance. This is about us being ready to be transformed and made ready by God's grace, okay? And then also putting on Christ. Galatians 3:27 says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So that it's not enough really just to receive the invitation, that we're also putting something on. We as believers, we're called to put on Christ, his character, his purity, his lordship. All right, so this man, it sounds really mean that the host threw out this man for not being dressed in the right outfit, right? It does sound kind of mean, but the point is this. The point is that this guy accepted the invitation, but he rejected the transformation. He wanted the benefits of the kingdom without submitting to the king and the king's way. His presence without the proper clothing, it was like a sign of rebellion or self-righteousness, not humility and gratitude and honor and submission, which is all a part of being a part of God's kingdom, all a part of being a part of God's family. So this guy agreed to show up, but it was on his own terms. He didn't come with the right heart. And so that's why Matthew 22:14 says, for many are invited, but few are chosen. And other translations, many are called, but few are chosen. So it's kind of like a summary really of the entire parable, that many are invited. Actually, everyone is invited to be a part of God's family. We are all invited, and I think that we can point to different times in our lives where we have been invited to be a part of God's family. I mean, Scripture says the invitation started to Israel first, to the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles, which is everyone, okay? That would be the Jews and then everybody else. So it's a picture of God's grace. It's for everybody. Okay, many are invited. Everyone's invited, but few are chosen. Though the invitation goes out everywhere. I mean, my brother probably is inviting, like, I don't know, maybe 100 people to his wedding. You know, you got to have a little bit of a limit to weddings because there's a cost attached to the wedding. But in God's kingdom, God has unlimited resources and he wants everyone to experience salvation, right? Scripture says he's willing that none should perish, but that all should be forgiven, that all should repent, that all should know him, okay? So this invitation is broad, but not everybody responds rightly. Just like in this parable that Jesus told, there are some that go, thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but I've got other things to do. Thanks, but I'm going to get some work done around my house. Thanks, but I've got family visiting. Thanks, but... Or some that are like, how dare you even invite me? Get out of here. I don't even want to go. Like, I'm not even interested. And then there are some that say, sure, I'll go. Sure, I'll go. But I'm not interested in responding with faith and being clothed in righteousness. I'm not interested in a transformation of my heart. I'm not interested in showing up how you want me to show up, God. I'm gonna do this my way. And that is not the right way to accept an invitation from God, to be like, I'm gonna still do me my way. And I think what I have seen a lot over the years is that we want to be included, but I don't think we really do want the transformation. I think we want the benefits, the outward benefits of being a Christian without the inward transformation, the inward change. And so we got to respond to the invitation with sincerity and transformation and be challenged by this reality that we could try to just be outwardly associated with God without any sort of inward transformation. And that is not what God's after for us. It says, being invited doesn't mean you get to come on your own terms. So you accept the invitation and you come on the terms of the one that's inviting you. So you like I said, you better believe. I'm not showing up to my brother's wedding in sweats. I'm not showing up in tennis shoes, you know, even though that might be more comfortable. I am showing respect and honor to him and to his bride by showing up the way that they've asked us to show up. I mean, Pastor Matt is going to be my brother's best man, which is amazing, by the way. I was like, oh my gosh. So my husband is going to be my brother's best man. And get this, you know, when you're in the wedding party, you really have to wear exactly what they say. Like, they assigned him a specific suit he has to wear, and it's a skinny suit. And Pastor Matt and I have been married for about 14 years, and he's never agreed to wear anything that's skinny at all. Actually, he was a skater when he was, like, high school. So he was, like, when we got married, he had baggy clothes. Like, everything, he wanted it to be as baggy as possible. Now I feel like he wears clothes that just fit him. But I was like, is he going to wear a skinny suit for my brother? And he did, and he looks great in it. But he was like, yes, I'll do it for David, anything for David. Because when you take the invitation, you say, okay, I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to do it how you want it. And I think that, I don't know, I think that sometimes we miss when we respond to the invitation of God. We forget to respond with a certain amount of reverence and humility and surrender to say, when I accept this invitation to be part of God's family, I'm accepting the invitation to do it God's way, to say not my way, but your way, not my will, but your will. And it's really easy to talk about God or to say, I love God, or I'm a Christian. It's really, really hard to humble ourselves enough to let God change some stuff on the inside of us, to change our character a little bit, to change our responses and our reactions. And so the question for us today really is, like, What are you going to do with the invitation that you've been given? So for us today, this is the way that I see it, is we get to respond to God's invitation with honor and reverence and readiness, because this is no ordinary invitation. Being invited to be a part of God's family, like of all the invitations that I've gotten, this invitation has changed my life the most. And the second thing is wearing the wedding garment. When you think wedding garment, it's symbolic of putting on Christ and walking in righteousness. You honor the one who gave you the invitation when you show up dressed in surrender. And I will say this, because I don't know if we really like the word surrender. I want to say this. Surrender is not giving up. I believe surrender is giving over. giving over your life to God's perfect plan for you. It's not saying, I give up, I just don't know what to do. It's saying, Lord, I actually make a choice. I make a choice, like an informed decision. I am choosing to give over my life to you because I believe that you've got a better plan for me than I have for myself. I believe that your way is better than my way. So the question I have for you is, are you ignoring God's invitation? Like, have you been given the invitation and you've just been ignoring it and or been putting it off? Have you been told before, like, you're invited to be a part of God's family? And have you said, maybe later? Or, I'm not interested. I want to tell you, today you just got another invitation to join God's family. You got an invitation today. And I would say, don't keep ignoring it. This is a really incredible thing that you've been invited into. The next question I would ask is, are you trying to show up on your own terms? Have you said yes to God's invitation, but are you still trying to show up on your own terms? This is what it sounds like for us, acting like you know best. Acting like you know what's best for your life, not showing respect to God by getting ready and staying ready, doing the work it takes for preparation, getting cleaned up. I'm going to say this. This is a shameless plug for our Fall Connect groups because Scripture says as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. I would say so one woman also sharpens another woman. And we cannot be ready for whatever it is that God has for us, if we aren't opening up our Bibles and if we aren't humble enough to do it with somebody else. Because when you open up the Bible, you can hear God's word for yourself. God will speak to you, absolutely. There's also something very humbling when I hear what God has to say through somebody else. And we get to do that for each other. I think that is a huge part of getting ready, getting cleaned up, putting on the clean clothes, getting ready for whatever God has for us. It's that preparation because you never know when you are going to be asked to give an account for the hope that lies within you. You never know what opportunities God's going to give you. So I think that God really wants us to start getting ready and staying ready. So that means join a Fall Connect group. Get connected. Maybe you don't know what you're getting ready for. Maybe you have no clue. Maybe I don't have a clue. But maybe, just maybe, we need to follow God's instruction and show up the way He says. And He says you need to get yourself ready. He says, be ready. Over and over again, Scripture talks about this importance of being ready, staying ready. And so, like I said, in the Scripture, that's a huge part of it. The other question I have is, are you humbly receiving the invitation and living in readiness, clothed in Christ, putting on righteousness, putting on the fruit of the Spirit? Because the King has sent out the invitation, and He's inviting us. And the question is not, have you been invited? Because you have been. And I think that for a lot of us in the room, the question would not be, have you responded? Because a lot of us, I think, have responded to that invitation and said yes. And I think that the big question is, how are we going to respond moving forward? Are we going to take this invitation seriously, what we've been invited into? It's not just for us, it's for others. And so that means it's really important for us to be transformed. Because it's not just about me, it's about what I can do to encourage somebody else. And how am I going to encourage somebody else if I don't have God's word inside of me? How am I going to encourage somebody else if I don't know what God even says about me? So, this, like I said, is a huge part of it. If we could just start to open up our Bible a little bit, but even better, if we could start to open up our Bible with somebody else. This is a huge part of getting ready and staying ready. And so I want us to pray together in response, because I believe that when there's no deadline, it can be hard for us to get ready and to stay ready, because I am a procrastinator. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a procrastinator. But my brother's wedding invitation, it has a date on it. You know, September 5th. It has a date on it. And so as soon as I got that invitation, I started getting ready. I booked the place that we're going to be staying at. I started shopping for the dress I wanted to wear. I couldn't wait. I was intentional about it. There's something about, you know, life with Jesus is that we can lose a sense of urgency. You can feel like, well, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. This is good. I'm good. That's it. No, that is not it. That is not it. We are co-laborers with Christ. We are to be putting on Christ. We are to be transformed continuously from glory to glory. We are supposed to be demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit, but we can't do that if we are not staying connected, if we're not doing the things that God has led us to do to get ready, to stay ready.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse Church's podcast. We hope today's episode has enriched your faith journey. If you have any questions or want to learn more about our church, visit www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.